Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Psalms 150, verse 6 says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord." There's too many people not giving God the praise that he's due, and we need to count the Lord worthy. He died for our sins. He heals us. He does everything for us, and we still can't give him the praise, and we need to give him the praise. We want to welcome everyone to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we thank everybody for tuning in. Tell your family, your friends to join us tonight as we praise and worship the Lord and lift up the name of Jesus. That's what we're here for, to see people saved and healed and set free and delivered. And we just want everybody to feel free to send your prayer request and your praise reports in. We got one praise report that God had blessed somebody today, so we just thank God for that. And we just want everybody to just tell your family and friends about it, and you can share it out for us if you will, and like it, and that'll help get the gospel out farther. And you know, we can't do nothing within ourselves, and our subject today is coming out of 2 Timothy 3:1. "Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." We're living in some troublesome time, and there's all kind of stuff going on, and even other stuff that we don't even know about, and people are so bogged down that they can't even Christians are so bogged down that they can't even give the Lord praise for what he does do for them. And if you're bogged down tonight and don't know which way to turn to Jesus, because he's the only one that can see us through these troublesome times. So we just want to thank God for everything that he has done for us and what he's going to see us through. We're going to have the Lord in our lives to be able to withstand everything that's coming. And we just pray that if you don't know the Lord today, that you will receive him as your Lord and Savior and let him become Lord of your life and let him lead, guide, and direct you. And there's a lot of people that out there that right now they can't even afford food. Prices are going up. They can't afford to pay their bills. And what they need to do is just turn everything over to Jesus. You're going to have faith in these coming days. And people need to just really pray and seek God and really get in, you know, to the deeper, because a lot of people say, "I'm a Christian," and I mean, they don't even know how to pray. So my suggestion is that you just call upon the name of the Lord and just ask him to take care of everything, and if you're not saved, like I said, just ask him to come into your life and heart and let him be Lord of your life, and he'll take care of everything. He'll take the fear away. The Bible says that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. And we don't have to live in fear. If we got Jesus, he'll take care of everything. So just turn everything over to the Lord tonight, and we just appreciate everybody coming on. And we're going to get Tim to come around and sing a few songs for us. And then we're going to get our pastor to come and obey the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bear with him just a minute. He'll be on here. Praise the Lord. Like I said, if anybody has a prayer request or a praise report, just put it in the comments below if you're on Facebook there, and we'll see it and we'll pray over it, and we'll see your praise reports.
Give me your hand, let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet.
Yes, amen.
For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and at the name of Jesus, Satan has to
flee.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. So Satan raises, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power,
yes, amen.
In the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan's tried to stop us, but the church of Jesus is still alive.
Amen.
And like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. He's all the power in the name of Jesus. He's all the power in the name of the Lord. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. So Satan raises, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Don't say the grace, we cannot be defeated.
At this time, we're going to ask our Pastor Don here to come on up and Here he is.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Have your way. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank the Lord for them beautiful songs. Praise God for you out there that's tuning in. We just pray that it will be a blessing to you and you'll be touched to the Lord. And your needs will be met, whatever they may be. We've got several requests that's come in, people needing prayer and needing a touch from the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God. Like for everybody to remember, our sister Irene was having a little hard time of breathing. Praise God, but we know the Lord's able to touch her.
Yeah.
And so many others that need to touch from the Lord. We pray that God will come down and in a mighty way, and he'll touch you and bless you. Praise God, and you'll just thank him and praise him. Hallelujah. And them that's out there that needs a Savior,
yeah.
Why, he come to seek and to save.
Yes,
that which was lost, not willing
Amen.
That any would perish, but all would come to repentance.
Yes, amen.
And we're so blessed today to have a Savior that loves us. Praise God that he was willing to lay down his life for us.
Amen.
Even when we were dead in sin,
yeah.
Christ died first. Praise God.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm so glad that he's right there to help us. Through every situation that we go through with or face or come up against. He said, casting all your cares
yes.
upon me, for I care for you.
Amen.
And we know that he does. Praise God. He loved us enough that he is willing to go to Calvary. Praise God. And he bore the stripes and by them. Stripes, you and I are healed
yes.
Tonight, and let's just learn to look to him and get our faith anchored in the Lord. Praise God, and stagger not at the promises of God
yes.
through doubt or unbelief. Praise God, but we'll be fully persuaded that
yes.
whatever we ask of him, that he's able to do that.
Amen.
And he will do it. Praise
yes.
God, and I like the subject that for today, praise the Lord, and we are in the day and a time that there's a way that seemeth right unto man, praise God, and but I tell you, praise God, we got to get in the Lord's way,
amen.
And he's already read, it's know also that in the last days, perilous times will come. Hallelujah. Paul said there in Timothy, and surely we in the last days, perilous times, dangerous
yes.
times is coming upon this world.
Amen.
And I'll say again, praise God, it's time that we draw close
yes.
To the Lord, that we'll humble our hearts, praise God, and we'll seek him with all that's within us, that we might be what he would have us to be, that we can be a blessing and that we can be a help to somebody that's out there tonight that needs help or needs a touch
yeah.
From the Master's strong hand. Praise God. And I'm so glad that the Lord said he'd never leave us
yeah.
or he'd never forsake us, even though times may be bad. Praise God. And we read in the Word of God that evil men and seducers is a waxen work all time. Praise God. And we ought to know this. Praise God. As the Scripture was that in the last days, perilous times, dangerous times,
yeah.
troublesome times will come and is coming. I like to tell you, say everything, praise God, is good and have peace and safety. But he said when they say that, destruction
yeah.
Come upon you as travail upon a woman. we shall, praise God. And I tell you, our God is able and mighty to do all things.
Amen.
If we can just put our faith and our trust all in Jesus Christ tonight, praise God, and he'll come down. He knows our needs before that we even asked of him.
Yes.
He knows our thoughts. He knows our mind.
Amen.
Praise God. He knows what we're desiring and what we're hungering for. Praise God, before we'll even ask him.
Yes.
But he said, ask and you shall receive.
Amen.
Seek and you shall find.
Yes.
How many people today is really down humble at the foot of the cross and seeking the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul and mind? Praise God that the Lord will be right there for you when we call on him, or before that we even ask of him. Hallelujah. He'll be there to help us and to pick us up.
Amen.
And to strengthen us.
Yes.
I want you to keep this in mind. Praise God. And in the last days, perilous times and dangerous times will come, and we know it is a coming. Hallelujah. But we got to draw close unto the Lord and get filled up with his power and with his spirit.
Amen.
Praise God, and do the things that's pleasing in his sight. I'm going to read a verse here in the book of St. John as we get in to a little bit of the scripture tonight. Praise God, it's what we're going along here. Praise God, but John the Baptist was out there in the wilderness preaching, praise God, and baptizing, and then come to him and to be baptized of him. And they questioned him and asked him, who are you, John? And he would tell them, I'm just the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Hallelujah. But praise God, I like what he's preaching. I may have hit a little bit on it maybe last week, but I want to go a little bit farther. Hallelujah. John said in 1 and verse 29, it said, the next day God seeing Jesus coming unto him and said, praise God, John began to look down through the wilderness, and he seen Jesus coming to him. And these are the words that he said. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, praise God, which takes away the sin of the world.
Yes.
Thank for just a little bit.
Jesus.
What Jesus come for. Praise God, he come to take away the sins of the world.
Amen.
Praise God, to cleanse you and I and wash us and redeem us.
Yes.
Praise God, back to God.
Amen.
A people. A peculiar people, the Bible said, zealous of good works, a standing up. But I like what John was preaching as he telling the people of ours, I'm not the Christ, but there's one coming, mightier than I am. Praise God, coming. And when he seen him coming, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. Look on him. Believe on him.
Yeah.
Praise God, because, friend, there's life in Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Bible said, them that has the Son, they have life.
Yes.
And they that have not the Son of God don't have any life.
Amen.
And, friend, I can't imagine and get a hold of the love that he had for you and I. Praise God that he would come and give his life on an old cruel cross of Calvary to save that which was lost.
Amen.
Praise God in a time of trouble. Hallelujah. Church, praise God, as Paul made this statement here, know also in the last days, perilous times, or dangerous times, troublesome times will come.
Amen.
But friend, I still am glad to be able to tell you, but there's peace in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's fight without. There's war without. There's troubles and heartache. Praise God, out gender. There's destruction. There's crying and dying. But church in Jesus, there's life, praise God.
Amen.
And there's life and life more abundantly. And I've got to say it again, that he that has Jesus, they have life.
Yes.
But he has, that has not the Son of God, don't have no life. Perilous times, dangerous times, heartaches is on every hand and every side. But I'm glad to know there's peace. And you can sing a song, there's peace and the contentment in the Father's house. Praise God, there's joy and there's happiness in Jesus Christ tonight.
Amen.
Do you know him?
Yes.
Or do we have this joy
and
this peace that passes all understanding? Hallelujah. He said here, Isaiah 53:5-6, but he was wounded. Praise God for our transgression.
Yes.
He was bruised. He was wounded. Praise God, he suffered for mine and your transgressions and for our sins. Hallelujah. Praise God, even though they were so many, he come and he brought life to you and I.
Thank you.
Tonight, we owe him all the praises of that anybody could ever owe him. Praise God, he said, we was wounded. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, for our sins. He was beaten. He was scorned. He was mocked. Praise God. I tell you, the chastising of our peace was upon him. Hallelujah. Beat him and scorned him.
Yes.
The chastising of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes,
praise God,
and with his stripes, ye are healed tonight. Hallelujah, yes. There's a healer in the meat.
Yes.
There's a deliverer in the meat. Church people out there tonight, is going through so much. They're facing all kinds of problems and situations. They're crying and they're dying across our lands.
Amen.
Praise God, our adversary, the devil is out there as a roaring lion. And children, he come to destroy your families. He come to destroy your home. And he come to destroy your life. Praise God. And to tire you down. And to always cause you trouble beyond imagination.
Right.
Hallelujah. But I tell you, praise God, there's a man amongst us. Praise God, it come to bring deliverance to a home and a family. Praise God, it's in turmoil and don't know what they're going to do next. Hallelujah. But let me say, friends, turn to Jesus and look to him, the author, and he's the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
He's our helper. Praise God, in a time of trouble.
Yes.
And David said, I'll run to the hills which covered my help and my strength comes from the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You want peace in your house? Get Jesus in your life.
Come on.
You want, praise God, joy?
Thank you.
In your house, you want happiness?
Yes.
You want kind words?
Thank
praise
you.
God, get Jesus in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because when you get Him, you get love. You get joy.
Yes.
Praise God, ain't you seen people that was in so much trouble and and heartbroken and down and out, and all they wanted to do is take their own life.
Come on.
Because they didn't have nothing worth living for. But hallelujah. But when Jesus come in, praise God, I'll tell you, you'll just start living.
Amen.
And you don't want to die, but you want to live.
Thank you, Jesus.
You enjoy that happiness and that peace that will pass all understanding. Hallelujah. And you can live in this world, praise God, in the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ that lived and dwelled in you and me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He was bruised. He was beaten. He was scorned. Wounded for our transgression. Praise God, bruised for our iniquity.
Yeah.
And they said the chastising of our peace was upon Him. It was.
Yeah.
It was upon Him. He suffered for you and me.
Yes, He did.
He went to the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah.
You,
and you all know how He suffered, how He bled, and He died on that cross. But He done it all for you and for me, that we could have this happiness and this peace in our hearts and in our life. I've got to tell you again, the devil come and destroy you.
Amen.
Devil come to tear your families down.
Praise
God, and to separate you and to bring the destruction. Praise God. Because sin, it'll take you farther than you want to go. And children, it'll cost you far more than you want to pay, won't it? Word of God said the wages of sin is death. Hallelujah. But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. Sin will cost you more than you can ever pay. It'll do more. Hallelujah to you than anything it'll do. Look at the people, at the devil pulling them out yonder, and the shape that they're in today, and the suffering and the pain and agony. Praise God. When friend, I'll tell you, there's a man that loves you and standing one-on-one with his arms stretched out towards you.
Amen.
Praise God, saying, come to me and I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace.
Yes.
I'll give you joy. I'll give you happiness. Praise God, and you won't need a pill, or you won't need a stomach, praise God, or a bottle, praise God, before you think you can be happy, praise God, you can be happy in the Lord.
Amen.
He'll bring joy to your soul. He'll bring joy to your home and to your house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. I'll tell you, and by His stripes,
yes,
He said, we're healed.
Amen.
We're going to have to get that in our spirit and get that in our mind.
Amen.
Mind and your joy our peace, our happiness, it's already been paid for.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Mine and your healing has already been paid. He said here, and by his stripes,
yes,
you are healed.
That's
already healed.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. The price has not been paid.
Amen.
For you and me. And church, when we come to it, we got to believe that he is.
Yes.
And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes, amen.
Friend, his ears is not dull.
Amen.
That he cannot hear. His arm ain't short that he can't reach down and save.
Amen.
This ain't nobody much to cry out up to him.
Come on.
What are we waiting on? More trouble. Perilous times.
Amen.
Dangerous times.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, we're like it is in a lot of places in the world. We'd be on our knees crying out to the Lord.
Yes.
Bloodshed. War. Jesus said it, it's coming. You'll hear of wars, rumors of wars, pestilence and earthquakes,
yes,
and divers places. But friend, he said the end is not yet.
Amen.
But he said this is the beginning of sorrow.
Amen.
We're heading in the bad times.
Yes.
Sorrow times.
Amen.
Heartaches. Praise God. Trouble.
Yes.
Brought all across our land and our country.
Amen.
And I say, if America, praise God, ever did turn back to God, it's in this hour. We need to turn back,
yes,
to the Lord and cry, holy, yes, holy,
Jesus,
unto the Lord God Almighty. He'll hear our cry, and he'll see our needs. He'll heal our land. He'll bring us out.
Yes.
By God, with joy.
Thank you.
And with victory.
Yes.
In our lives. Hallelujah. Yes. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
Where's your strength at? Where's your help at? Where does our help come from?
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. It comes from the Lord Jesus. He is our strength. He's our happiness.
Amen.
Praise God. No wonder David said, I look to the hills, which come up my help. Praise God. And with his stripes, we are healed.
Yes.
We are healed.
Yes.
All we are like sheep have gone astray. My people that like sheep breaking out of the pastures, and they go stray, wander from place to place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, I'll tell you, I believe it's time the sheep begin to come home.
Yes.
Fall at the master's feet.
Yes.
My Lord.
Jesus.
Praise God and call on him. Told him right there. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own ways. Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Hey, have we gone astray, friends? This like sheep.
Come on.
It's turned our own ways. I want to tell you, when we turn away from the true and living God,
amen,
when a nation will forget what the Lord has done first,
amen,
where Jesus brought us from,
you,
a nation that will forget will be turned into hell.
Amen.
A people that will forget his blessings and his benefits,
yeah,
and turn back. Like the sound is to a waller in the mar. Praise God.
Oh.
Yeah. Praise God. God. restore the joy back to his people. If we'll turn back to him.
Amen.
Oh, somebody said, I ain't left him. I still go to church. That's good. But how much?
Come on.
Do we worship him? How much? Do we praise him?
Come on.
How much? Do we give him glory and honor?
Amen.
For what we see him do first.
Amen. That's it.
Or for our children. I thought I read in the book, and I know that it is, everything that's got bread, or to praise the Lord, or to enter into God's courts with thanksgiving, and with praise, glory to God. Because if it wasn't for Jesus, where would you be at tonight? Where would I be at?
Amen.
When we get in trouble, who do we want? We want somebody. We want the Lord.
Amen.
I thank God that we got people that can touch Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God we got people we can call on.
Yes.
And ask them to pray.
Thank you.
And they pray the prayer of faith.
Amen.
And see and hear of people being healed.
Yes.
Lord, we are which world all over ought to turn their hearts and their minds, their soul back toward Jesus and cry unto God.
Amen.
Because he said, this know in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Amen.
But I believe they be happiness in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And in the sanctuary. Now God, they be a praise go up.
Thank you, Jesus.
That will ring the heavens. Hallelujah. I got into it a little bit last night. Praise God, the beast. The mark of the beast system. Praise God, it, but how? Did they overcome that beast? How in the world can you overcome that devil that's abiding again you? By the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And the word of your testimony.
Amen.
You made to be overcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, we got to get up.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
And begin to tell what the Lord has done first.
Amen.
They ain't done nothing else.
Thank you, Lord.
But if you know you've been redeemed by the blood, let this world know. And give Jesus glory and praise.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Say, I'm glad to know that I'm saved.
Amen.
And I'm happy. Hallelujah. And the Lord called my name and wrote down.
Yes.
In the Lamb of the Life.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praying the devil is out to devour you.
Amen.
He's out to stop you. He's out to kill you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But Jesus said that I've come.
Thank you, Lord.
Of the word that you can live. And you have life.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I wasn't trained what I feel in him.
Amen.
Or what I read about in God's word.
Thank you, Lord.
And what waits on us.
Glory.
On the other side.
Amen.
We know this world is going to get worse.
Yes.
We know hell is going to be unreal. And we can't even imagine the toll and the torment and the pain and the agony. But I'm glad tonight to know, sister.
Yes.
Praise God that I've got a home in heaven.
Amen.
I've got a mansion. And you have, you may have lived.
Thank you, Lord.
A pillar of post down here. And had and never does very good. But let me tell you what, if you got Jesus in your heart when death comes, or he comes in the clouds of glory, praying we're going to the home, and to a mansion, hallelujah,
glory to God,
for the street is pure gold.
Amen.
And the wall is jasper.
Yes.
And out from under the throne of it is a river of water.
Thank you, Jesus.
But what's so good about it? There's no crying there.
Amen.
There's no suffering over there.
Jesus.
There's no dying over there.
Amen.
Praise God. We just got to go there.
Yes.
And we can because somebody love me and love you when I was dead in sin.
Yeah.
Christ died first and made a way for us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All my stripes. We all like sheep have gone astray. We wandered from desert to desert, wilderness to wilderness.
Thank you, Jesus.
One pastor and another pastor.
Amen.
But don't you believe, church, as we look into the scripture and we see, praise God, this thing is coming to close.
Yes.
As we learn the parables and the word that Jesus said.
Thank you, Jesus.
When he said there's going to be war. And rather the wolves, pestilence and earthquakes, and divers places. But he said the end is not yet.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of sorrow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Somebody will die. Somebody will cry.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But boys, there's peace in him.
Yes.
They deliver us tonight.
Amen.
In the Lord. We're all as sheep.
Thank you,
have gone astray. But now we return to the shepherd and to the bishop of our soul.
Yes.
Praise God. Remember from which we're fallen.
Yes. Come on.
Remember the night of it. To that altar, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And got up from there.
Yes.
With a brand new heart. With a new spirit.
Yes.
And with joy unspeakable.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And made me want to love everybody, didn't you?
Yes.
But over time, cries and heartaches. Suffered. Separations. Hallelujah. Has made us cold.
Amen.
Friend, I'll tell you what. And people have returned back to the hog water.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Friend, I'll tell you. It's time we turn back.
Yes, it is.
To the shepherd.
Thank you,
and the bishop of our soul.
Yes.
Because you know how close we are.
Praise your name.
You tell me. It's near.
Yes.
The coming of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's near. Even at the door. The words in the days of Lot. And the days of Noah. They eat, they drunk, and they married wife. Given in marriage. Praise God. But the day that Lot went out of Sodom. You tell me what it does. It rained fire on that place.
Yeah.
And burned it up. As it was in the days of Noah. What was that doing? They's eating and drinking and murdering. Hallelujah. But the cries of the wicked I believe that they're going up.
Yes.
Before the Lord. Cry the wicked. Watch and to be sound. Set up seed. That wickedness, that sin. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Going to destroy it.
Praise God.
But friend, we need to come back.
Yes.
To the shepherd. Let me read it.
Yes.
Are we going astray? We are failing every walk to his own ways.
Amen.
Turn back to our own ways. Jesus talked to the 12 one time. When he told them the scripture. And Lord, he said, you eat of my flesh.
Amen.
And drank my blood. You ain't got no life with me.
Amen.
What did it do? They run backwards. And said, this is a hard saying. Who can do it?
Thank you, Jesus.
Many turned back. But he looked around at the 12.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he said, will you go away also? Friend, I want to ask you, are you going to turn away?
No.
Not let me look at old Peter right in the house. When he said it, Peter said, Lord, what are thou to turn back to? Friend, you tell me, if you know Jesus one time,
yes,
and you turn back, what have you turned back to?
Amen.
Agony, pain,
that's it.
Sorrow, nobody to help you.
Amen.
Can you call on the devil?
No.
And ask him to help you. He'll help you all right. He'll help you right on into hell.
Amen.
No, when people get beat down and troubled, what are they going to do?
Amen.
They're going to turn to somebody and say, pray for me. Or turn to the Lord. It's time.
Yeah.
We turn back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Who holds these words of eternal life? Who can give us this joy?
Thank you, Jesus.
Who can take us to heaven?
Thank you,
Jesus. Who take us to the land?
Glory to God.
Woo! It's flowing with milk and honey.
Glory to God.
Glory to
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Amen.
Nobody but Jesus.
That's right.
Lord, I just can't get a hold of that love.
Lord.
Well, I wouldn't pay it for anything.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he loved me.
Yes.
He wrapped his arms around me.
Thank you, Lord.
He sheltered me from the storm.
Thank you, Lord.
He carried me through toils and dangers and snares.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm already come.
Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus took care of us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if it hadn't been for him, you reckon you'd be here today?
No.
Praise God. People that I raised up with went out in their young age. Out of this world. But I came. Praise God. There ain't nothing back there.
Amen.
Worth looking back.
Amen.
Don't look back. Don't look back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go straight ahead.
Yes.
Turn back to the shepherd.
Amen.
The one that loves you.
Yes.
He said, the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You remember David watching over the sheep, his father's sheep? Buyer come in.
David took out that little bird. He slew it. By the word said, that's my father's sheep. You can't have it. One of the strongest lions coming. David tackled that thing and said, that's my father's.
Thank you.
Took it out of the mouth of the lion. Brother, if you'll cry out to Jesus, the devil may be eating you up alive.
Come on.
No.
You'll cry out to the Lord. The Lord will hear you.
Yeah.
He'll come
Thank you.
And get a hold of you and take it out of the mouth of the lion, the devil, the roaring lion, chicken who. He made a lie.
Amen.
But now, by God, I pray that somebody get a hold of this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Turn. Every man in his own way. And the Lord has laid on him in the iniquity of us all.
Yes.
He took on himself the iniquities of us all. Die first.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, that we can live.
Yes.
Praise God, Ephesians 1, verse 7, in whom we all have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace, through the blood.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He shed his blood.
Amen.
He washed us. He redeemed us.
Yeah.
A people that was not a people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I'll tell you, we got something. Praise you, Father.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
He said in Matthew, for this is my blood of the New Testament. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for me for the remission of sin. Hallelujah. You know what it does? It is on that cross. And in the pain and the agony laid hold on, suffered. They mocked him and they scorned him.
Yes.
He had you in mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
He would have done it for himself. But you come. You was born.
Thank you, Jesus.
You come into this world. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We were born, our mother consumed us. We come into this world. As a baby. And we grew.
Thank you, Jesus.
Born in sin and iniquity. But friend, somebody loves us.
Yeah.
We've got a Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Tim saved it all time.
Glory to God.
We need a Savior. Why?
Amen.
What do you need, darling?
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, I was lost, I needed to see. And I need somebody for the very forces of the devil
is
trying to put you and I out of the hands of Jesus Christ. We need somebody. And Paul said, I'm persuaded. In other words, I believe, don't you? That my Lord is able to keep that what I committed in this house. And he will keep this world all over. Needs a Savior.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The only name under heaven given whereby that you you can be saved.
Amen.
No other way. No other name. He that climbeth in other way.
Yes.
Same as a thief and a robber.
Yes.
But what did Jesus say? When they said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? He said, I'm the way.
Yes.
I'm the truth. Come to him.
Right.
Come to Jesus. Come unto me, he said.
Yes.
All ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
Amen.
I'll give you peace.
Yes.
I'll give you joy.
Glory to God.
Let me tell you, you can't find it in a pill.
Amen.
You can't find it in a joint.
No.
It is not to be found in a bottle.
Amen.
If you ever find a real joy, it comes through Jesus.
Yes.
Born again.
Amen.
Into the family of God. Let me tell you.
Thank you, Lord.
You'll have to look over me. The sign of the church book won't get you there.
Come on.
Shaking the preacher's hand. Confessing your sins to me.
Amen.
Will not get you to heaven.
Come on.
Woo! I felt that. My God, you got to confess your sin to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And he's faithful and he's just to forgive you of your sin.
Amen.
And to cleanse you from all iniquity.
Amen.
Born again.
Yes.
Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the power and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Lord God.
Through the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ.
God.
People, they reject in that name.
Amen.
They still hollered away with you.
Come on.
Well, you know what? If they'd have done away with you, where would you be at tonight?
Yeah.
Where will I be at? Yes, we need a Savior.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad and happy.
Thank you, Lord.
To tell you, I'm glad you asked me, who is it? I like these little weak-kneed preachers.
Thank you, Jesus.
When they face them and corner them up, and ask them, is Jesus the only way?
Come on.
Yes, he is.
To make it into heaven. And he mumbled around a while. Don't know what he was scared of.
Come on.
Or don't know where they're coming from. But the person said, not really. He ain't the only way. But I'm hearing the cry to you tonight.
Yes.
If you're going to heaven, you're going through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The man that died for you and rose on that third day and is alive and alive forevermore. And if you got life, you got it through him.
Thank you.
The way, the truth.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
You confess it to every pope, priest, every preacher, the honest world. And you'll wake up tomorrow in hell.
Amen.
Come on.
You confess it to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He's faithful. He's just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell you, got to be born again.
Amen.
Got to be born again. Got to be born of the water and the Spirit. Or you cannot enter in.
Amen.
To the kingdom of heaven. That which is born of flesh is flesh.
Amen.
That which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Yes.
But it says, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, glory to God.
Her she loves.
Yes, she does.
Love. Come and die.
Lord.
But it's time, if we stray away
amen.
From this book,
come on.
If we add to it,
yes.
If we're taken away from it,
yes.
You know the scriptures. God said, I'll add unto you the plagues.
Amen.
But if you take away, I'll take your part out of the book
yes.
of life.
Amen.
Well, what do you got there? My name. He takes your name out, you're gone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't add to. Don't take away.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what you got to do? You got to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And you got to deny this old man looking back at you.
Amen.
And say, it ain't my way. Amen. It's the Lord's way.
Yeah.
He ain't going to come to me. Don't the way I want to go, but I got to come to him.
Amen.
Take up the cross and follow him every day.
Yes, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, I don't believe in bed. Shouting on Sunday morning.
Praise the Lord.
Sang, oh, how I love Jesus.
Come on.
Be a hypocrite on Monday.
Come on.
That kind of religion just won't work.
Come on.
Hallelujah. But I'll tell you what's in your heart and my heart,
right.
It'll come out of us.
Yes, amen.
Sooner or later, it'll come out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But time to turn back
yes.
to the shepherd.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Praise
to the bishop of our soul.
Yes.
Our life.
Amen.
Our joy.
Yes.
Our life eternity. Forevermore.
Praise the Lord.
And I told Brother Ron or some of them, I said, we got to go there if we have to crawl.
Yes.
If I have to crawl all the way, I'm willing to crawl in there. But we've got to go, church.
Yes.
Children, we've got to make heaven
Jesus.
Our home. We got to escape that awful place. Children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Yes.
We got to come and accept Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And follow him in the beauty of hope.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
He's coming.
Yes, he is.
Praise God more and more. The devil's getting a bigger hold on this world.
Yeah.
Look. Look. You think the devil... And to get more looser, causing more to happen.
Amen.
What kind of devil will blow kids off of the face of the earth?
Amen.
And have no feelings.
Right.
What kind of spirit is a role in our land?
Yes.
In this day and hour, we need to get Jesus back in the picture.
Yes.
We need to get him back in our school.
Yes, amen.
We need to get him back in our congregation.
Amen.
We need to get him back in our heart.
Yes.
Woo!
Glory.
Hallelujah. Yes. He loves us.
Thank you, Lord.
Have you ever seen a husband had a wife? The wife of the husband loved the wife. But the other didn't love them back. I tell you, he's our husband.
Amen.
He's our head.
Thank you, Jesus.
And people don't love him back.
That's right.
People said, oh, I love him. But he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Yes.
Praise Amen. God. Praise God. We're going to come to close. Tim might sing that song. Need a Savior. You need one, let me tell you. You need a Savior tonight if you don't have one. Turn back. You may have known him at one time,
yes.
But he said turn back to the shepherd and the bishop of your soul.
Yes.
Fall on your knees and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I failed you. I repent from which I'm fallen.
Yes.
I turn back to my first love. Remember, therefore, from which you're fallen.
Amen.
Turn back
yes.
to your first love. Because he's coming. He's coming. Oh, what love the Father has bestowed upon me and you. We shall be called the sons of God in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom we shine as lights. We're praying for you, friends, out there tonight. Ones that sick in the hospitals, nursing homes, your families, your friends that's suffering. The devils are making it hard on you, trying to destroy your homes, your relationships, or whatever. He's a thief. He come to kill you. He come to destroy you.
Amen.
Praise God. He's doing everything he can in his power to do it.
Yes.
But Jesus said, as him comes. Jesus said, I come that you can have life.
Yes.
Have it more abundantly.
Yes.
If you need a Savior, you just pray right there.
Praise God.
Wherever you at, in your home or wherever, say, Lord, I need you. Come in to my heart and into my life.
Yes.
He said he'd come in.
Yes.
He'll take his bone down inside of you. He'll live in you. Thank you,
Lord. Thank
you, Jesus. As Brother Tim sings, you just reach out to him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You don't have to tell me. All you got to do is tell Jesus.
Amen.
You don't have to call on somebody else. Call on him.
Yes.
Brother Tim. Hallelujah. You need a Savior.
We all need a Savior. And there's only one. Sent down from heaven. Jesus Christ, our Son. He paid our sins and bought our freedom through. We only need a Savior, and we're the only one. We've been watching, we've been deceived.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
We've been told to fall on your heart, be what you wanna be. But there's a God in heaven, and we will answer to you. And on the day of judgment, what will he say to you? We all need a Savior, and there's only one. They feel what you have it all. For the tide is turned and it feels inside is against the wall. You're still burning for something that keeps ruining you. The answer is Jesus, so he's alive to you. We all need a Savior, and it's only one. He's come from heaven, Jesus Christ, our Son. He paid our sins, and bought our freedom. We all need a Savior, and there's only one.
Yes, need prayer, need help in any way. This takes in down at the bottom of the stream. We believe God
does. Amen to them. Amen. Go about. Let us turn back to God. So we'll thank him.
Amen.
America has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. But there's still hope and freedom on this earthly shore. Let's seek out the old path and let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn the justice power and give Him back our heart. I believe it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. My Jesus said before He went away, I'm leaving now, but I'll return someday. If we expect to go with Him to the land where angels cross, we better get our hearts right and let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn the trust and power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
Yes, turn back to God. The only way. Homecoming at New Bethel Sunday. I remember that where all you people are buried at. May the Lord bless you, Sister Betty.
205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother James Miles, Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, Sister Betty, you know, this subject for today is sure enough the subject you hear everybody talking about, the times and how things are, and you can't recognize, though, it's getting time for Jesus. And it's getting time for people to come back to God, just like that song said, that He's the only way that you can be saved is to come through Jesus
yes.
Christ. And our verse
amen.
Comes out of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Hell, I thought about, there's a lot of people right now experiencing perilous times. I see the news every once in a while. I try not to watch it a lot. But I've seen people pushed off of subway platforms in front of trains, seen them down beating people in the streets, shooting people, all that stuff. And they got it on film, all that kind of thing. But you know what's happening now is the mothers in America are worried to death they can't find formula for their babies. They've been going, you talk about perilous times, when a mama gets scared, I'm telling you, there's some prayers going up to heaven right now. They're calling on God for help. And glory to God, you know, they're going there. They said some of them's driving hundreds of miles in search of baby formula to feed their babies, afraid their babies are going to starve to death. And you don't think we're in perilous times. At the same time they're doing that, there's other people out here protesting, raising Cain, doing all this, because they're afraid they ain't going to be able to kill babies. People, this world has went upside down. Something's wrong, and what's wrong is a lack of God in our society, in our churches. He's not being preached like it used to be. If people's not coming in there hungering for God, they're hungering for their way.
That's what
they want to travel their road, their truth. They want to. That's what they used to say on TV. You speak your truth. Let me tell you, your truth is what the Bible said is probably a lie. Because He said, let all men be a liar and God be the truth. You want the truth?
Yes.
If you want good times, you're going to turn back to God. If you want to help when everything's going wrong, you need the Lord. Glory to God. Only one can deliver
Hallelujah.
Us out of all our troubles is God. He's the only one that can do it. This government ain't going to do it. They ain't got the power. They can't stop people from being evil. But glory to God, there's one that can. There's one that can change their lives. There's one that can change their heart. Glory to God. He can take that old stony heart that allows them to go out and do the things they do.
Come on.
Give them a heart of flesh. And he's willing to do
that.
We don't have to sit and be bewildered because everything is going wrong. Because crime is running away. Because this is going wrong. This is tearing up. Oh, this is going bad. Oh, what are we going to do? Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my faith that I have in the Lord, trust in him, and look for him to not be just the author of my faith.
Yeah, that's what we got to do.
Glory to God. You see, we're forgetting that there's one above us who's bigger and mightier than anything. He's the one that made it all. He's in control, glory to God. And right now, it's getting toward the last days, the way I read my Bible. Because glory to God, this scripture is being fulfilled in here. It says this, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Not way off the
end.
In the very last days. And he said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Does that remind anybody of today? Sounds just like the people that's going in the streets right now. They've done it all, last summer or summer before. Tore up all these cities.
Come on, brother. Come on.
They don't care, people. They don't care. They're listening to their own selves.
No.
They love me, and I love God because he loved me. Jesus Christ loved you, and everybody is out.
Yes.
Even ungodly, he died for you, believe it or not. He loved you enough to pay your sin debt. He loved you enough that he's got you a way of escape. But you got to come by the cross. You got to come to Jesus Christ. And you've got to come and bow down and say, Lord, forgive me. I have been a pure idiot to go and think I can do everything my way and still be all right in the end. You can't do it, folks. Glory to God. If he had changed me, I wouldn't have a lick of hope. But God changed me. He reached down inside me and took all that stupid mess I used to do. Just like that. Glory to God, it was gone. And I ain't never been troubled with it no more. I ain't wanted to fight. I ain't wanted to cuss. I ain't wanted to drink. I ain't wanted nothing of dope or anything like that because I got something better. Do you not
understand
there's something better than going out here and beating people up or going out here stealing, going out here and murdering? There's something better that'll last forever.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Jesus. I want to introduce you to it. He's the Son of the living God. He came down as a sacrifice, not just for the people that does good, but for the people that does wrong. He died for them. He paid your debt that you don't have to pay. If through faith you can come to him, confess, and be born again. How am I going to be born again? That's what Nicodemus said when he came to Jesus. He said, be born. Glory to God of the Spirit and glory to God of the water. He can't enter the kingdom of heaven. He can't get in. He's got to be born of the Spirit of God. He's got to be your spirit moved out and make room for the Spirit of God to come on the inside. Glory to God. That's what will change you. That's what will lead you in the paths of righteousness and true holiness. And they want nothing else to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the thing about it is, they get into church and they get into up there and get in the altar. They get them chill bumps on them, ask God to forgive them, and they think they're done. And then they find out they're worse than they was when they really look in the mirror and they wonder what happened. What happened was you didn't go all the way.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't get that rebirth. That rebirth means the old man died and washed away in baptism, and a new man in Christ Jesus.
Come on, brother.
A Glory to God. That's what God's looking for today. That's how to come through these perilous times. He said we're more than overcomers. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. We can do everything we need to do in this world and make it through. We don't do it with God. What happens to us then? Have you ever read or heard a preacher talk about the book of Revelation? Glory to God. He talked to the seven churches of Asia and started talking to them. And every one of them had something they needed to repent from. The churches in America and around this world has got a lot to repent from. We got to get right with God. We've got to come home, folks. We got to get a hold of him, his garment, and hold on like it's that one thread that holds your life, because it does. If you don't have a hold of Jesus that way, you're going into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And glory to God. I was out here before yesterday, and I waited about 3 hours, and it was so hot. I went out about 11:30 and quit about 2:30. I was so hot, I thought I was going to fall out. And I thought about these people that are out doing the things they're doing and not knowing that lake of fire is so much hotter than this sunshine, so much hotter than this weather, and there'll be no escape. There'll be no place of refuge.
That's right.
That you can run to for help. Glory to God, because that's just what it's going to be like. Hallelujah, God. I'll tell you, I read this in the book of Romans. I read something this evening. I marked it. And it's in the first chapter of Romans, starting at verse 28. And it says this about them that's out here doing the things they're doing today. We hear it on the news, everything going wrong. It said, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them to a reprobate man. Hallelujah. To do those things which are not convenient, which is like going out and stealing and you have to hide from the law, going out beating somebody up real bad, shooting somebody, always hiding from the law. You know they're hunting you. That's not convenient. That's not what you're supposed to. It said being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate,
deceit,
whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despite, proud, in bitters of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them with them. Now, you see what I'm saying? We got a class of people that's always been here. I don't think there's ever been as many as there are now that are out doing absolutely all they can think of for the one that is their father. His name is Satan, the devil. They're doing just exactly what he wants them to do. They're out here are trying to destroy everything that's good. They can't understand why the Christians don't go along with everything they say. Why everything, it just don't go their way constantly. So they go out and they make mischief. They create evil things. They say things that they know's wrong, but they still say them. And we watch our country, everybody just is shaking in their boots. Don't know what's going to happen. Our nation's going to fall. Oh, glory, hey, glory to God. Every nation is turning to God. Falls. And if we don't turn back, we'll fall. But there'll be some that'll be saved. The ones that's trusting in Jesus, hallelujah, God, they ain't going to fall. They never fall. They'll rise, hallelujah. And that's what I'm looking for. But I'm telling you today, it's like Brother Don preaching. You know, if you don't turn
back, if
you don't get a hold of God, you are going to fall. You're going to fail. All your evil will take you nowhere but into that lake of fire. Glory to God. I don't wish that on Hitler or anybody that ever went through history. The worst man you can think of, I don't wish the lake of fire on him. I wish salvation on him. I wish the love of God break through their hearts. Get that evil out of the way and fill it up with the love of God. That's what we need. That's what we're lacking. And And that's what this world's got to get. Because we're not going to none of us make it home without the love of Jesus inside us. If it's not there, you're not going, I'm not going. Praise the Lord. But here's what you got to have. When you just know that Jesus is the Son of God, that ain't what it's for. You got to have faith. And this says this in chapter 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's what we're hoping for. We're hoping for a better future, a better country, a better life. All the things that we cry out to God for. Heal my sick folks. Save my children. Save my grandchildren. Move on this country. Help the people in my community. Glory to God. Well, it's the evidence of the things not seen yet. That faith don't give up. We might not have seen the change. We just know it's coming because we prayed in faith and we prayed trust in God. Hallelujah. And here's what it says in verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, we got to seek God. We got to be willing to get down and cry out to God and ask him to put that change in us. How are we as Christians, or how are we as anybody going to have hope right now in coming through these perilous times? Because everywhere that he talked about the end times in the Bible, it got to covering a lot of this stuff. That the daddies are turning against the sons against the daddies, the mother against the daughter, the daughter against the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and every household today. Broke up, twisted up. Hey, some goes to church. Hey, some don't believe in that. Hey, some love the Lord. Hey, some don't hear nothing about him. All in the same family, raised up in the same house, and yet they can't stand one another because they don't have the love of God. They've never been completely made over, and they have the image of God. They don't have the Spirit of Jesus inside them. Romans chapter 8, verse 9, the latter part of that verse says, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. That's why houses are erupting on each other. That's why they fight and they can't get along. You can't have Thanksgiving dinner unless somebody jumps up and storms out. You can't have Christmas together because somebody feels like you're shorting them if you get somebody else something that they wanted. It's all about them. Nothing about God. If we can't get back to where we look to him first, glory to God first, before we ever think of us, we're not going to make it nowhere. Glory to God. You won't make it past the ceiling in your house, much less make it up in the kingdom of God. Because when he comes back, he's stopping in the clouds. We got to go to him if we're here. Glory to God. That's what my Bible says. And we can't go up if we don't have him in us. His spirit is what's going to give me the lift to make me rise up to him. But praise God. But here's what it says in Psalm, about Psalm 94 and verse 20. It says, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which nameth mischief by law? But they pass laws that are completely against God. We all know that. Our nation has. Around the world they have. But see, he said, at that one that does that, which does it with the law, I don't think it'll stand. Let's see. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. See, we don't believe like them, so if we say anything, it's hate speech. Now, we got that now.
Hallelujah.
We got to listen.
Preach it, brother.
But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. Glory to God. We might be in perilous times, folks. I praise God. I got a place to go. I got a place where there's some loving arms. I'll be wrapped around me. I got a shield of protection. Glory to God. The Bible says, don't fear them.
Listen, Lord.
Fear the one that can kill your body, then cast your soul into hell. That's who we need to fear. If we get a fear of the Lord up in us again, this nation will turn back to God. I don't care how what they say. This nation was founded on God. It was on Christianity. And now they think it's founded on abortion or gay rights or transgenderism or all the junk things that they tried to teach to us. I listened today about 5 minutes on the news, and there's a woman, and she was up there testifying, I believe, before the city. And one of them senators asked her, can you define a woman? And she said, well, I guess it's just whatever the people claim they are. And he talked a little bit longer, and he said, let me ask you this question. He said, can a man get pregnant and have an abortion? She looked right at him and said, yes. People, when they try to teach pure foolishness, everybody in America should know that's a lie. In order to rise up and say, I've got to get in my Bible. I want some truth fed to me. I'm tired of listening to these stupid lies that don't even make sense, that goes against all science and everything else. All
creation.
I want something that'll tell me the truth. I want to get back to God and the Word, the living Word that's in this book right here, the Holy Bible. And I want to know that His Word is in my life.
Yes,
that my life is lined up with this Word. I want to know that my mind believes what this book says. I don't want to hear nonsense preached to me by this young crowd or an old crowd that's going along with them. I'm not listening. I may get thrown off everything that you get on the internet with. I'll just be thrown off because I'm not following for something that's a bald-faced lie and sounds like a lie. You can prove it's a lie, and they still tell it, and they do it so straight-facedly that kids and things, when they teach at school, they don't know what to believe. My parents teaching me this. My teacher's teaching me that. And this college professor, he even told me this, and they don't know what to believe because this is not being taught in the household. You don't know what's wrong with America. It's because this wasn't taught in the household. When your kids was growing up, you was out having fun. Hallelujah. You wasn't carrying your kids to Sunday school. You wasn't teaching them about God. You wasn't showing them the right way. Hallelujah. Now they've gone astray. They took the prayer out of the school, and everybody stood around and let them. There was enough of Christians then. We should have marched on Washington, said, you put it back, or we'll teach them it over, and you close all your schools. We didn't do it. We failed God. Hallelujah. The church failed God right there. And now today, we're reaping the rewards of what all happened. Glory to God. It's because our faith wasn't strong enough to stand up and move when we had a chance to stand for God. And now, we've got to stand up now in the face of perilous times. Lies and deceit. Lying wonders is what the Bible called it. It come out of the mouth of that old Antichrist. Lying wonders is what we've got. They lie and you wonder how they can tell it. That's what America's into right now. But you've got an escape route. Hallelujah, God. The Bible called it a scapegoat in the Old Testament. They used to take a goat, and the priest would take on the sins of the people. He'd grab hold of the horns of that goat, and he'd pray them into that goat, and they'd carry it out in the wilderness and let the wild animals eat the goat, and they eat up the sins of the people. Well, it's better than that now. We had a Savior come from heaven down here to die on an old rugged cross, crucified, glory to God, to take our sins away. And all we've got to do is that one word, faith in Him. You got faith in Him, you'll come to Him. You'll ask Him, Lord, please forgive me. Please change me. Please make me.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure going to do it one day. I'm going to meet Jesus. Glory to God. It tells me, hallelujah, in the 2 Corinthians, there about the 5th chapter, about verse 10, and it said, we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in our body, whether good or whether evil. You're going to get paid for the evil if that's how you live. The lies that you live by, you're going to pray for them. But if you've done good and walked in the Lord and trusted in Him in all your ways, praise God, been born again, sealed and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something. You ain't got no worries. When you stand before Him, you can look His face with your arms stretched out for Him, and He'll just bring you into His arms because He's going to say, welcome in, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of your Lord. Oh, glory, won't that be great? But what about the others? I said, Lord, now wait a minute. You know I went to church. I believed in you. I read the Bible every now and then. I listened to the preacher preach on Sundays. And he's going to shake his head. I never knew you. Depart from me.
Come on.
You the work of iniquity.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's like an old song, Sorry I Never Knew You. Go and serve the one you serve down on earth. That's what that song says. I praise God. Because people have no, they ain't got sense enough to be really scared of God anymore. They don't know that God is truly coming back. This is what he said.
Yes.
In the last day.
Praise the Lord.
We got runaway inflation. We got gas prices going through the roof. So when gas and fuel's up, everything goes up. Because they got to bring it to the stores and transport it. So everything goes up. And it's going to get worse. People on a fixed income, how are they going to keep on shelling out $4.50, $4.60? They said by August, gas will be $6 a gallon. Everything else going to go up with it. How are we going to live? Because you got to trust something. Are you going to trust the government? Make it better? They've done a good job so far. Or you just don't trust Jesus? Jesus is the one in the Bible, glory to God, that can come and fill all our needs. He can feed you when you're hungry. He can protect you when you're in danger. He can seal you up that nothing of this world. You can live holy in front of this
Lord.
World. And glory to God. Have a sure future in the kingdom of God. Just like the brother said, no dying, no crying, no hurt, no pain.
Yeah.
We got a chance to go there.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the wage done been paid. Glory to God. We just got to accept him. We just got to trust him because he's made our way. And you know, there's a lot of bad times here. This world's in a horrible shape. And I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know that very soon.
No.
I know what the sky's going to hold. That eastern sky's going to break open. And we're going to get to see Jesus coming in the clouds of glory. He said then he'd send his angel down and gather his elect, the four quarters of the earth, bring them up, meet him in the clouds of glory. So it's coming a day before long when these perilous times will never be remembered again by us. But the ones that's called is going to remember it forever. It's going to be what fit them where they're going. Praise God, I don't want that.
No.
I'm going to try something I don't never do. But I'm going to try something. Because this is actually a prayer, really, what it should be. And it goes like this. You're my joy. You're my peace. You're my comfort in a time of need. You're my refuge. You're my rock. You're the one I depend on. You're the road to hope when the light grows dim. When the waves of doubt come crashing in. You're my anchor in a troubled storm. All my
yes, he is.
Sing it with me if y'all know this. You're my joy. You're my peace. You're my comfort in a time of need. You're my refuge. You're my rock. You're the one I depend on. You're the road to hope when the light grows dim. Or when those waves of doubt come crashing in. You're my anchor in a troubled storm, Almighty God. And see, you know,
Hallelujah.
This next verse tells you about how he paid that way. You bore the cross. You bear the scars. You are my bright and shining star. You gave me light that I might see the kind of man that I should be. You came to die to set me free, Almighty God. People, I'm going to tell you something. That song tells me that in the worst of times, he's going to be my hope.
Yeah.
He's going to be my joy. He's going to be my
He's
going to be my refuge. He's going to be the anchor for my soul. And because he paid the price at Calvary, he bore the cross. Glory to God. He's the one that came and died for me. Hallelujah. And he died for you. He's the one that can bring your joy and your peace and your strength back to you.
Praise the Lord.
He can bring you through until the end when he returns. Glory to God. But if you don't have faith in him, you waste your breath asking him for anything. Remember what I said. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Because you got to believe that he is. And he's a rewarder. He gives reward to them that diligently seek him. That means
amen.
I might have a gift of the Spirit if I just seek God more. I might have the gift of healing if I seek God more. I might have the gift of prophecy if I seek God more. I can get the gifts of health. Glory to God. Whatever gift there is, God will give you a reward if you seek him, and you can be a reward to others by helping lead them to Jesus. And that's what it's really all about. Sure ain't about me. I'm just no country boy out in the middle of nowhere out here. We're like 13 miles from town, either direction you go. But you know what? Jesus is right here, just like he is wherever you're at. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He won't ever let go of you.
Mom.
He won't quit drumming your heart and calling you to him. So why don't you give in to that and just say, Lord, they preaching the truth. Because we are in such bad shape right now. This nation is trembling. It's on the verge of falling. Everything around me, everything I've worked for, everything I've accomplished, it looks like it's going to go away because I can't afford all this. But then praise God, afford Jesus, because he won't cost you anything. But he can give you everything. He loves you more than anything. He loves you, and he wants you to know his love inside you, or you can share it with others. That's what this is all about.
Yes.
And just, Betty, I'm going to let you have it back.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I've got some prayer requests here. Hold on just a minute here. They sent them to me through the Facebook, so I'm going to have to look on here and see what they are. Carla Locke said, unspoken request and pray for my children. And she said, God bless you. And Patty says, we got a huge blessing in our life today, but we could use prayer for the family. Kathy Easley says to pray for her son-in-law, Mike, and her grandson, Jonathan. Little Jonathan's about 5 years old, and he has heart problems and a lot of other complications, so remember him. And my cousin Brenda said, please continue to pray for my mom. And Irene needs healing in her body. And there's many, many more that need prayer. God knows who they are, so we're just going to take them all to the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
So just everybody join in. Let's pray for everybody.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just praise you.
Lord, we come again, God, the Savior, Lord Jesus, with thankful hearts, God. Thank you, Lord, that we've got a God to go to, Lord Jesus, in a time of need, time of trouble, God, when people, Lord, is in need of healing, Lord, in their life and in their bodies, God, we know you are the great physician. You're the Lord our God, and heal us, Lord, and we pray and believe. As we pray, God, tonight, Lord, whatever the need may be, whatever the request is, God, tonight, Lord, I believe that you're able, Lord, to move upon everyone, God, tonight, because, Lord, it's your God and beside you. Lord, there ain't no other tonight, God, that can do these things, Lord. We put our faith, we put our, Lord, our words, God, in you tonight, Lord, and we believe, we speak, God, the truth in Christ Jesus, our Lord, tonight, God. Lord, save our unsaved people, Lord. God, heal, Lord, to the uttermost. Lord, if people would recognize God, they'll see you, Lord, Jesus, as you was, God, and believe, Lord. Stagger not at the promises of God through doubt or unbelief, Lord. God, just have your way. Touch each one, Lord. In Jesus' name, save our nation. Save our people, God. We'll give you praise. We'll thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We pray tonight, God.
Receive you as our Savior.
Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
We got about 9 minutes. We're going to have Tim come around here and sing a few songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That sounds like a winner.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we'll do what you're going to do, church. We'll do that one.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know I do this one a lot on the broadcast. We are living in the final hour. Can't you see the time is almost gone? There's a field of golden grain just laying there on the ground.
Yeah.
There's so much work to be done. So what you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy doors won't be coming out. So we must work right now on every block. It's so plain to see the sun is going down. So today one time remains, and the blood still flows. From the north to the south and the east and the west, bring them in. And tell me what you're gonna do, church. Tell me what you're gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in final hour. Mercy, Lord, hope is coming out. We gotta tell about Jesus. We gotta tell about the Lord. He's the only way. He's the only door, only door. We gotta tell the truth, church, that we're living in final hour. Mercy, Lord, hope is coming out. Mercy's door, open, coming out. Mercy's door, open, coming out. Mercy's door, open, coming out.
Okay, this one sounds like an older song right here. I was just looking at it while I was singing.
If you don't want to miss the Lord's appearing all that morning, when the day cries, shall rise. Then make your prayer
pictures of salvation. And keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. See no clouds, there will not be coming back in. From the east, Christ returns to earth again. See no clouds, there the one will join the saints in. On that morning, when eternity begins, in the twinkling of an eye, will all be over. And in the grand, it will be too late to pray. The eternal time is nearing, the hour of his appearing, when the bridegroom comes to take his bride away. See no clouds, there the ones he's coming back in. From the east, we cross, we turn to earth again. See the clouds, there the ones will join the saints in. On that morning, when eternity begins. All that morning, when eternity begins, see the cloud.
Yes, come, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. God for his
Lord.
Name. Hallelujah.
We're gonna, we got a revival coming up June the 13th over at Hickory Grove, 391 Hickory Grove Road, Madisonville. So it's going to be at 7 each night.
Yeah.
So if you're in the area, come on out and be with us. And we just want to thank everybody for coming on tonight and listening.
Yes.
And join us next week at same time, 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, USA time. And we'll see you next week. We love y'all and we thank God for you.
Praise
God bless.
Lord.
Bye.
God bless.
God bless, brother.